hasn't sunk in yet, to tell you the truth, you know, but had everything as you said, but we have a great belief in this team, and usually, you know, our fitness, we did a lot of fitness work over the winter, and I think it paid off there in that second half. You know, we really went for it, and thankfully we got an end of it, you know, yeah. The result.
Was there any doubt at any stage? Because the effort that was in the first half was tremendous, but when you lost opponents who were in the second half, everybody seemed to lift their game, Joe.
We know, like, we have a great belief, as I said there before, and we knew we were running getting sent off, like, and I think that gave us a lift, because we played Fingal in the league, and they had a man sent off, and that gave them a wee bit of belief. We talk about these things, you know, and we had everything kind of covered today. As I say, like, we raised our game, and Paul coming on there, and even some of the other stuff, you know, we were big first half. Thankfully, with the boys on the bench to come on, like, you know.
A little bit of controversy with Danny Cullen's goal there. Having used his body very well, we'll put it that way, on the goalkeeper, perhaps.
Paddy's a big, big man now, and he used his body well. Just leave it at that there, I would say.
We would have been complaining about having one on the other end. But then, Jerry, going for those late goals, great blocking on the line. Donegal were determined he wasn't going to do what he did in the first half.
No way. He definitely wasn't going through. Like, and we were standing in the line at the goal line, and we knew that he wasn't getting past us. Matter it was you're stopping with your head, your foot, your hurl, whatever it was, he wasn't getting past us. No way. Definitely wasn't it.
Donegal on the up and up in GAA, and I mean, with such a great year with the footballers, but this means so much to you guys who put in such an effort in hurling, and we all know, Joe, that hurling perhaps doesn't get the amount of coverage and support that it should, but this is a real message we sent out here.
We, like, as I say, like, you know, the footballers did a great job there last year, won on the football, obviously, but we had a belief in ourselves that we come up here, you know, and promote hurling. We're very passionate about promoting hurling in Donegal, and we'll go up to the first day ring next year, which is a strong tier of hurling, you know, and it's one away from the Liam McCarthy itself. So if we can keep promoting, getting young ones to keep playing the game and clubs to take it up, that means a lot as well, you know.
Donegal, man, lifting the trophy in Croke Park, that's nice one to think about in a few years' time, Joe.
Oh, it's great. I'll probably not think in for a while, Charlie, but it's over the moon stuff I dreamed of, you know. I didn't ever think that being from Donegal and playing hurling, I could be standing in Croke Park with a national title, you know.
You deserve it, Joe. Well done. Thanks a million. Sean McVeigh's here with me, Letterkenny man. Well done, Sean. What a
Thank
moment.
You,
and I suppose a moment to savour. You'll be watching the goal on the replay and showing it to people for the next 20 years.
Oh, definitely. Everybody dreams of Pinnacle partner of mine scoring a goal, you know, but we're absolutely delighted with the fighting performance we put in. No, we knew when down to 14 men we had the fight in us, and with the fitness, you know, we've been doing so much work, and I don't know what Ronan was sent off for. Nobody seemed to know, like, but... Yeah. Oh, brilliant.
Some of the scores there in the second half were absolute. I mean, both teams, to be fair, it was a fantastic game of hurling to watch, but Donegal really produced some great scores, and Lee Henderson's free taken there, Sean, was fantastic.
Yeah, Lee was just so accurate from the free. I don't think he missed any throughout the day. One thing, when you come into the game, we had to keep, you know, Roscommon to very, you know, we couldn't give away the frees, because Jerry Fannin's a great free taker. You know, he's so accurate, as proved there today, but we did cut down the free count from the last day, and you know, some of the score taking, you know, it was a perfect day. It was very hot, but it was a perfect day for her, and there was no breeze on hand, you know, perfect conditions in Croke Park. You know, we can't play well in Croke Park.
Talk us through the ball, did you pick the moment?
I think it was probably one of my first touches, to be honest with you, and that was probably about 15 minutes in, but I didn't go on my mind. I just seen the space in front of me, and I just thought I'd run in and see what happens, and lucky enough, the space just opened up, and I hit the shot, and it went in, and I don't really remember too much after that, there, to be honest with you, but it's... Brilliant moment. I'll definitely watch that this Sunday game tomorrow night.
Was there any doubt that you just weren't going to win out there?
I don't think so. I think we knew going into half time that we had it in us, and we really did believe that we were going to win no matter what. You know, we've too many bad experiences down here, and we learned from them. We weren't going up that road without Nicky Rackard in the bus.